بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. This is the خطبة الحاجة that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم would begin with in his exhortations as a reminder that what is to come is important. So be attentive. And this was a reminder also of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and testifying to his wife in the majalis al-dhikr, in those sittings of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reading the books of the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ikhlas in this, and all of us make it in our scales of good deeds. Ameen. So we begin the first class of this Al-Manhaj Al-Haq, the true methodology of Shaykh Abd Rahman Al-Sa'di rahimahullah. Shaykh Abd Rahman Al-Sa'di, he is Abu Abdullah Abd Rahman Ibn Nasir Ibn Hamad Al-Sa'di Al-Tamimi rahimahullah. He was born in Madinat Unayza, which is in the Najd Peninsula. It's called Unayza, which is in the center of Saudi Arabia, in between Medina and Riyadh. He was born in the year 1307 Hijriya. His mother died when he was only 4 years old. His father died when he was 7 years old. So hence being an orphan. He grew up orphan, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aided him, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he knows from his servant that he is sincere and that he seeks the truth and he strives to uphold Tawheed in his life and to practice the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, having love for Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open doors for that person. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Whoever fears Allah, he will make a way out for that person, and he will reward him, or he will provide for him that which he doesn't even realize that provision is coming to him. Subhanallah. So the person relies upon Allah. Just as this example of this great imam, this mufassir of the Quran, this great alim and faqih, al-Rabbani, Shaykh Abd Rahman al-Sa'di, rahimahullah. He grew up as an orphan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a brother who's older than him. His name is Muhammad al-Sa'di, who took care of him. And he took him to the madrasa of Ibn Damigh, of Shaykh Ibn Damigh, and he memorized and completed the Quran. And he continued at a young age to be with the ulama, the scholars of his time. And he read to them many, many different areas of Islamic knowledge, whether it be the Arabic language, or Usul al-Tafsir, or Usul al-Hadith, Mustalah al-Hadith, or Usul al-Fiqh, or whether it be the sciences of Hadith, or whether it be the Fiqh of Ibadat, or whether it be the Kutub al-Aqidah, the books of belief, such that the person, he becomes an all-rounder, learning in each fan, in each art area, he's learning from the ulama, taken from their books and their works, such that the person is not isolated away from the scholars, past and present. So he took note from those scholars around him, and he made mulazama of them. He was not just a one-off student. He made mulazama. He was continuously studying with them, with those who are older than him in knowledge and experience and in understanding. From his teachers are the likes of Shaykh Ibrahim ibn Hamad al-Jasir, the judge of Unayza, and Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Karim al-Shibl, and Shaykh Amin al-Shanqiti rahimahullah, the mufassir of the Quran, sahib adwa al-bayan, the lughawi al-nahwi, the alim al-rabbani, Shaykh Muhammad Amin al-Shanqiti rahimahullah, the teacher from the teachers of Masjid al-Nabawi in his time, and likewise in the Ma'had al-Ilmi in Riyadh, where Shaykh Muhammad al-Banna rahimahullah used to be, and Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Abbad used to be, and other than them from the scholars, they went through that program with the great scholars in that time. And likewise, Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah, he studied under Shaykh Salih al-Uthman al-Qadi, the judge, and Shaykh Ibrahim ibn Salih ibn Isa, and Shaykh Ali ibn Nasir Abu Wadi, and other than them from the scholars. From his students is a great alim, a mufassir, a nahwi, Usuli, Shaykh Al-Allama Al-Faqih, as Shaykh Muhammad Al-Banna rahimahullah used to say, Shafi'i of this Ummah, as Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, from his students. And Shaykh likewise, Abdullah ibn Abdul Rahman Al-Bassam, the one who has left for us Tawdih Al-Ahkam, Sharh Bulugh Al-Maram, and also his book, Explanation of Umdatul Ahkam. And likewise Sheikh Ali bin Nasir, from his students, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Muhammad al-Salman, and Sheikh Ali al-Hamd al-Salihi, and other than them. As for his sifat, yani from his characteristics, he used to have good manners, and he used to have always a smile on his face. This was known from him. Basmatun da'ima. Da'imatun, not like some people, dry, long faces, always miserable. This is not the way. This is not the way of the Ahlul Ilm, is that they would meet people with a good face. Just as the Messenger would meet the people with a kind face. Recognize he is the Messenger of Allah just by looking at his face. As Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu mentioned, that he knew just by looking at him that he is a Messenger of Allah. So Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah, like the ulama past and present, we find that this is their quality when they meet the people, that they have a smiling face, a happy face. And we see that likewise from the ulama, from those that we have seen, the likes of Shaykh Muhammad al-Banna rahimahullah, used to always meet the people with a smiling face, in a happy mood. Subhanallah. There were people coming up to him, and they will say to him, Ya Shaykh, yani for example, they will say to him, Ya Shaykh, ana Masri, yani like you, I'm an Egyptian like you. And Shaykh Muhammad al-Banna rahimahullah would reply, and I am a Muslim like you. And everybody will laugh. So subhanallah, meeting people with a good face, with a kind heart, with good manners, this is heavy on the scales. And this is missing in many people, unfortunately. The people become miserable. They think that learning the knowledge should be a pause. So he used to cry a lot. And this is something which also we find in ulama of the past, that when even the mention of Rasulullah ﷺ would make their face change, in the sense that they would be, yani, out of love for the Messenger ﷺ, they would remember his sunnah, they would remember his character and his way, and so they would either cry or feel perturbed, and scared that they have maybe opposed the Messenger ﷺ, or they have made a mistake, or that their actions will not be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. fearing that and hoping in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will accept them. And likewise, pray a lot, kathir as-salah and kathir as-siyam, and much fasting. And he was good as well in terms of his teaching. He had good style of teaching. And he used to always get the students' attention by asking them questions and getting them to prepare topics. And I saw this myself from Sheikh Nu'taymeen, rahimahullah's student, when I went to Unayza and we prayed and we stayed for a while in his vicinity for a short period of time. We saw the Sheikh ask questions in his majlis, and he would get certain students to prepare topics that they would have to prepare and also mention in the yani after the dars. And he was well known for his hifz, for his memory, memorizing Quran and hadith, and also Mutun, the books of the ulama that are well known. And he died, rahimahullah, before Salatul Fajr on a Thursday, on the 22nd of Jumad al-Akhir, in the year 1376. And subhanAllah, that's the same time, yani before Fajr, is on a Thursday, was also the death of Shaykh bin Baz, rahimahullah. I remember that very clearly. He died also on a Thursday before Fajr. And his wife, Ahmed, his family, Ahmed, she mentioned that Shaykh bin Baz, rahimullah, he got up twice to pray tahajjud that night. And his whole family met him that night before, rahimullah. The Mandoma, which we're going to read, is available, or the lines of poetry, which we're going to read, is available in Shaykh Abd al-Rahman al-Sa'di's website, which you can find. And I will just paste the first 9 lines, inshallah. Oh, it doesn't come up. Anyway, you can see the website there, so you can go to the website and actually see the text itself. I'll give you the exact page, actually. The exact page is 's inshallah, where you find the thread for the Mandoma. So we're going to, after the introduction of mentioning Shaykh Abd al-Rahman al-Sa'di's biography, then we go straight to the text. And the text begins by saying, after Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and we know that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim because the Quran starts with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah mentioned, that we start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim because the Quran starts with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And it begins every surah with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, except for Surah At-Tawbah, because it's a continuation of the previous surah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim also is from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whenever he would write letters to various kings and leaders, he would start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah أَكُلُ Bismillah أَكْتُبُ Bismillah أَفْعَلُ Whatever you're going to do, you start it. Naam, you start with Bismillah. If it is mentioned in the Sunnah to start with Bismillah, we start with Bismillah. So for example, Bismillah akulu, yani before you eat, you say Bismillah, and it's understood that you're going to eat. So you don't actually say Bismillah akulu, so the verb is understood. The verb and the doer of the verb is understood, and it is hidden. Bismillah akulu. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name has been brought forward in front of the verb and the do of the verb to show you that we seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessing in whatever we're going to do from actions, and to bless us in that action. How Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah explained it. And likewise, Ar-Rahman ala wazn fa'lan, as Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah mentioned, it refers to vastness in his, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is so vast that even the disbeliever is quenched in terms of his thirst, is quenched and is also fed to fulfill his, yani to remove him from his hunger. Allah gives the disbelievers life. كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. So how can you reject faith in Allah when you were dead and Allah gave you life? You were without life and Allah gave you, and He shall cause that life to go, then to Him will be the return. Then He shall raise you up again, then to Him will be the return. So Ar-Rahman, no doubt, He is, this is His name, and from the beautiful names of Allah, and nobody is given this name except Allah, Ar-Rahman. You cannot call somebody Ar-Rahman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lafzul Jalala, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said, Allah means Dhul Uluhiyya, the one who deserves to be worshipped. The one who deserves to be worshipped. This is what Allah means. So, if you know who you are, Abdullah, then you will know who Allah, then you worship towards Allah. You are Abdullah, and I am Abdullah, the servant of Allah. Ar-Rahim, this is specific for the believers. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. And this is from the explanation of Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah's explanation of Fatiha. He goes over the Basmala. He goes over the Basmala in this manner, and he explains it like that. And whoever wants further understanding in this, then they can go to the explanation of Surah Al-Fatiha, which we have translated, alhamdulillah, which you can get from Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah's works, from his different works. We've made a jam'a of his different fawaid that he has mentioned, the different benefits that he has mentioned from Al-Fatiha. And from that is to mention the Basmala. Not a part of Fatiha, but it is something that we read in order to open each surah. But Fatiha starts with Alhamd, and it's 7 verses. Then Shaykh Abdurrahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah, he says, فَيَا سَائِلًا عَنْ مَنْهَجِ الْحَقِّ يَبْتَغِي. Oh, the one who asks about the method, the true method, يَبْتَغِي, seeking, سُلُوكَ طَرِيقِ الْقَوْمِ حَقًّا وَيَسْعَدُ. يَبْتَغِي, what is it he is seeking? سُلُوكَ طَرِيقِ الْحَقِّ القوم. He's seeking that path of the people, حقاً, with truth, ويسعدوا, and he is happy upon that path. No doubt, ويسعدوا. If he's upon that path, he will be سعيد. He will be happy, and he will be content, because the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم سلك طريقاً فيه علماً. سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة. Whoever treads that path of knowledge of Quran and Sunnah and the Ansar and the Companions, then Allah will make the path of paradise easy for him. So the word suluk is to tread and to take upon yourself to follow that path, that tariq, that sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. That path of those who Allah has favored. Who is it Allah has favored? ومن يطيع الله ورسوله فأولئك الذين أنعم فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين وصديقين وشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. They are the ones Allah has favored, the prophets and messengers. Notice he said نبيين, because that includes, that includes the messengers, because every messenger is a prophet, but not every prophet is a messenger. So look how Allah said, من النبيين. He didn't say مرسلين, He said نبيين. فائدة from Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen رحمه الله. والصديقين, and the truthful ones. والشهداء, والصالحين, and also the ones who bear witness. The ones, first and foremost, Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen said, it means the shuhada, the martyrs. And also those who bear witness to his tawheed. شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم. شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط. They testify to the oneness of Allah, the ulama, قائما بالقسط, justly balanced, upright upon justice. They're not oppressors of themselves and others. They don't oppress themselves with shirk because they are upon tawheed and they fear Allah the most. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. They are the ones who tread this path of the best, the path of happiness, the path of the Anbiya, because they call to Tawheed. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. And we have indeed sent to every nation a messenger calling them to worship Allah and keep away from the false deities. Keep away from the false deities. To keep away from shirk and its evils, because shirk will nullify all your deeds. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ وَيُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah will not forgive that you associate partners with Him, but He forgives anything else besides that. And likewise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Zumar, وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ بَلِ اللَّهَ فَاعْبُدْ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. It has been revealed to you and those before you that if you were to commit shirk, your deeds will become null and void, will become dust, become khalas. لَيَحْبِطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ. Allah will nullify your deeds. If you did hajj, salah, siyam, zakah, all of that would not benefit you if you have shirk. Because Allah will never forgive that you commit shirk with Him. It shows you the evil of shirk, the danger of shirk, how severe the person who dies upon shirk, being in the hellfire forever. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are upon tawheed until we die, saying kalimat al-tawheed, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, before we leave this dunya, because this life is short. And in that the actions are taken by the end result. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالِ بِخَوَاتِيمِ. So all your life, if you're upon tawheed and then before you die, you fall into shirk, or you're upon shirk, then all that you have done becomes null and void. نسأل الله السلامة. اللهم سلم سلم. Oh Allah, protect, protect. Oh Allah, we seek your forgiveness. And we ask for your security to secure us. And safety to keep us safe and protect us from the plots and plans of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are sincere, we meet Him. Ameen. That we learn this deen for practice, first and foremost. We learn this deen in order to have actions of righteousness. Such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the people who enter paradise, Allah, it will be said of them, أُدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تعملون, with what you used to do. These lines of poetry, alhamdulillah, we studied them with Shaykh Abdul Razzaq ibn Abdul Masin Abad in the Haram, in Masjid al-Nabawi, just before the summer. And what a beautiful catch, wallah. We have the ulama in Masjid al-Nabawi teaching day and night. Na'am, after Fajr, and in the evening, after Asr, and after Maghrib, and after Isha. Wallahi, khair wa baraka, ya akhwan. خير وبركة لمن يريد الخير ولمن يريد أن يسلك هذا الطريق. Beneficial for those who want to seek this path of studying the deen of Allah for practice and also to propagate that which will that the person has learnt. بما كنتم تعلمون الكتاب وما كنتم تدرسون. Allah calls them ربانيين. كونوا ربانيين بما كنتم تعلمون الكتاب وما كنتم تدرسون. What you study, you teach. Not going beyond your capacity, but not beyond your limit. So alhamdulillah, these lines were taught in the summer, just before this break, the summer break. And wallahi, they're beautiful lines of poetry. About 65 lines of poetry. And each line we ponder, inshallah, and read from some of the benefits that the scholars bring, and some of the benefits from the ulama that we sat with, those who explained the aqeedah of Ahl-Sunnah, the likes of Shaykh Rabi', who taught the Sharia of Al-Ajurri, which alhamdulillah, for 3 years he was teaching that. 3 years teaching that alongside Fath al-Majid. Alhamdulillah. And likewise other benefits from other scholars, the likes of Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna rahimahullah, who was also teaching 4 days a week in his masjid in Hay Safa in Jeddah, when we were there at the time. And likewise from the mashayikh here, our teacher and our Sheikh, Sheikh Ubaid ibn Abdullah al-Jabri, hafizullah, from his benefits in Aqeedah. And likewise the books that he has taught in Aqeedah, in Manhaj, in Fiqh, in Ibadat, and in Akhlaq. And other than that, from the books of Ahl al-Ilm, and Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi al-Madkhali, some of his benefits from his Ma'arij al-Qubul lessons that he used to teach. Wallahi, beautiful benefits, wallah. Ma'arij al-Qubul, which he teaches usually on the Saturday and Sunday, and sometimes 3 days of the week, depending upon his timetable. And other than them, from the ulama, and likewise the teacher, the faqih, the muhaddith, Sheikh Abdul Masin Abbad, also in Masjid al-Nabawi, who until today he's still teaching in Masjid al-Nabawi. Last week he stopped his class in Sahih al-Bukhari, and now he's teaching Bulugh al-Maram, Kitab al-Hajj, every day, ya ikhwan. And he's in his 80s and he's continuing to teach. And Sheikh Rabi' in Mecca, in his 80s, and he's continuing to teach. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those always learning and sticking to the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, respecting them, loving them, not from those who have hatred for the ulama, those who criticize the ulama by mocking and insulting. This is the way of Ahl Bid'ah. All you have to do is go back to Asl al-Sunnah of Imamain al-Raziyain and see what they have mentioned about those categories or characteristics of those who speak against the ulama. Who are they? Alamatu Ahl Bid'ah al-Waqi'atu fi Ahl al-Athar. This is the sign of the innovators, that they speak against Ahl al-Athar, the people of narrations. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are free from falling into mocking and insulting the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah. For this is a deviation in manhaj, la shak wa la. And there is many reports from Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah rahimahullah, who wrote a book called Raf'ul Malam an A'immatil A'lam, removing the blame on the scholars. Removing the blame, yani from the scholars, defending the ulama, speaking well of the ulama, not the way of the Jews. The Jews, they used to kill the ulama, or the prophets that used to live amongst them. Who are their ulama? The scholars and the learned ones. They used to kill them. And so that's why you find Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah in his Masail Jahiliyyah, he has a whole section there called yani from the 100-something mas'ala that he has gathered. One of the traits of the Jews and the people of Jahiliyyah is that they mock and insult the people of knowledge. So if you see somebody insulting Sheikh Rabi' and Sheikh Abdul Masih Abbad and Sheikh Ubaid al-Jabri and Sheikh Salih al-Suhaymi and Sheikh Ali Nasir al-Faqihi and Sheikh Salih Fawzan and Sheikh al-Haydan and Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna rahimahullah before them, and Sheikh Muhammad Amin al-Shinqiti rahimahullah before them, and Sheikh Hamad al-Ansari rahimahullah, and Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami rahimahullah, and Sheikh bin Baz rahimahullah, and Sheikh Abdul Masih, and Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, and Sheikh al-Albani rahimahullah. If you see anyone insulting these ulama, put question mark on him, because alamatu ahl bid'ah al-waqi'atu fi ahl al-athar. It's possible for alim to make a mistake, and we don't accept their mistake, we reject their mistake and we refute it in a good way, in a good manner, as Sheikh Rabi'a Abdullah explained in one of his classes. In a good manner it's refuted and it's rejected, but the honor of the alim is kept. The honor of the alim of Ahl al-Sunnah is kept. Naam, إن دماءكم وأموالكم وأعراضكم حرام عليكم كحرمة هذا اليوم كحرمة هذا البلد. Your blood and your property and your honor is sacred, like the sacredness of this day, like the sacredness of this place. Haram, sacred. Your honor is sacred. The honor of God. How about for alim? How about for alim? Subhanallah. It's like we read these narrations, enters from one ear and leaves the other. It's like as the messengers as it described the Khawarij, يقرؤون القرآن ولا يتجاوز حناجرهم. It's like they read the Quran, doesn't go beyond their throats. What does that mean? Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi al-Madkhali said, it doesn't go to their heart for understanding, for fahm. Because they haven't treaded this path. سلوك طريق القوم حقا ويسعدوا. Treading that path of the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, of the Tabi'een, نعم رحمهم الله, and the Tabi Tabi'een. That is the path of khair. خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. Hadith in Bukhari, صحيح, متواتر. حقا. Not everybody who claims to be upon this path is on it. نعم. So the content one, as Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه said, أسعد من وعد بغيره. The content one is he who learns from other people's mistakes. Hey, wallah. You can see so many people rushing to the internet, rushing to partake in any fitna, without checking, without affirming, without going back to the ulama to ask them, isolated, ta'assub, partisanship to this one and that one. Then therefore, that person is not, as Shaykh Abdurrahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah said, يَبْتَغِي سُلُوكَ طَرِيقَ الْقَوْمِ حَقًّا وَيَسْعَدُوا. لا, والله. Because he's not following the طريق الحق, the manhaj الحق. Manhaj in the Arabic language, from the letters نَهَجَ. In the Arabic language, في اللغة, نَهَجَ means tariq, means path. يعني something that becomes, that clarifies something. وضحا واستبانا. وضحا واستبانا وصار نهجا. This is manhaj. صار نهجا. واضحا. A clear path. بينا. You can get that from Lisan al-Arab of Ibn Mundur. To see what does manhaj mean. Page 4554. Dar al-Ma'arib. Egyptian print. Allah said in the Quran, لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 48. All of the prophets, جَعَلْنَاهُ مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. Allah gave them a manhaj, a path. And that is the path of Tawheed. شِرْعَةً, الشريعه. The Prophet ﷺ, Sharia was the most complete. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. It was complete. شرعة ومنهاجا. But did they differ in their manhaj, in their aqidah, in their tawheed? No. All of them called to tawheed. ولقد بعثنا في كل أمة رسولا أن يعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت. إذا لكل جعلناه منكم شرعة ومن. قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما regarding this verse in تفسير ابن كثير. ابن عباس is quoted as saying that manhaj here, شرعة ومنهاج, means سبيلا وسنة. سبيلا وسنة. And ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه, he said that the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم drew a line on the ground, and to his right and left he drew other lines. As for the straight line, he said, هَذَا سَبِيلُ اللَّهِ. And as for the other lines, to the right and to the left, he said, هَذِهِ السُّبُلُ. These are the plural misguided paths. سُبُلُ مُتَفَرِّقَةٌ عَلَى كُلِّ سَبِيلٍ مِنْهَا شَيْطَانٌ. Upon each path of the misguided paths to the right and to the left is a devil. يدعو إليه, calling to that path. And then he recited the verse, وَأَنَّ هَذَا سَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This is my path, so follow it. And do not follow other paths, plural, misguided paths. So the straight path is one. As Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, al-maqsudu, what is intended, anna tariq al-haq wahid, that the path of truth is one. Id maradduhu ila Allah, maradduhu ila Allah. Because in the end it will lead to Allah. It is one path. In the end it will lead to Allah. Al-malik al-haq, the king, the truth. As for طرق الباطل متشعبة, طرق الباطل, the paths of misguidance are all over the place, everywhere. That's why you find a person of باطل has more than one باطل, because each باطل leads to another باطل. As for the person of حق, then he has one reference point, Quran and Sunnah, على منهج على فهم السلف. He has one reference point, Quran and Sunnah, in the understanding of the companions. And so he goes back to that. And that's why, ya ikhwan, we must be careful whom we take our knowledge from. As Ibn Sirin, rahimahullah, he said, إِنَّ هَذَا الْعِلْمِ دِينِ فَانْذُرُوا عَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُونَ دِينَكُمْ. This knowledge is deen. So be careful whom you take it from. You find that in Ad-Darimi 432 and in Tirmidhi in his Shama'il 408. In continuing, for the next line of Al-Mandoma, the Mandoma, Al-Manhaj Al-Haq. Ta'ammal, hadak Allah. Ta'ammal, ponder. And we are encouraged to ponder, ya ikhwan. In the Quran, Allah encourages us to ponder. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Don't they ponder over the Quran? If it was from other than Allah, they would find many differences, contradictions. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Don't they ponder over the Qur'an? أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَقْفَالُهَا. Or is there a lock in their hearts? So تأمل, ponder. Wallahi, your تأمل, your pondering over the signs of Allah, the verses of Allah, your pondering is ibadah. As Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned that the Quran is sent for reading, for pondering and for practicing. So your pondering over the Quran, tadabbur, your ta'ammul, is ibadah. Ta'ammal idhan. Ta'ammal hadak Allah. Ta'ammal, ponder over those verses which show the authority of Allah and how great Allah and how He deals with the oppressors and how He deals with those who backbite and slander and lie and cheat, and how He deals with the previous nations who were destroyed, whether they were the nations of Fir'aun or the nations of the Roman Empire or the Empire or the nations of Ad and Thamud or the nations of Nuh alayhi salatu salam, those who disobeyed Him. What happened to all of those nations that disobeyed Allah, except that they were destroyed? Destroyed with the calamities that befell them, whether it be hailstone or wind or thunder, or their city turned upside down, or earthquakes. نعم فتربصوا. So wait. فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. So wait until Allah comes with His command. Wait. فَانْتَظِرُوا إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُنْتَظِرِينَ. It's not long before the command of Allah comes. It's not long before the punishment comes. It's not long before the one who was oppressed will get his rights. It's not long before the one who seeks the mercy of Allah will get his mercy and his victory. It's not long before
The one who's conniving and deceiving will get his recompense. Eh, wallah. Read the Quran and ponder it. Ponder over it, wallah. And you will see the power of Allah. You will see the power of Allah and the greatness of Allah. تأمل هداك الله. May Allah guide you. May Allah guide us all. Hidayah, hidayatan. Hidayat al-tawfiq wa hidayat al-irshad wal-bayan. The two types of guidance. The guidance of enlightenment which Allah puts in your heart. This is with only Allah. Ya Muhammad, la tahdi man ahbabt, walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. You cannot guide those whom you love, but Allah guides whom He wills. He tried so much with his uncle Abu Talib, and he didn't accept. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. نعم, the Messenger is described in this other verse that he guides to the straight path. That is the guidance of clarification and showing the way. That is for the prophets and messengers and the ulama. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us in both of those guidances. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he said, اِهْدِنَا صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. We are actually asking Allah for the two types of guidance. Hidayat al-tawfiq, which is only with Allah, and Hidayat al-bayan wal-irshad, which is with those who will come to you and guide you from the good people, from the ulama and the people of knowledge. You hear their statements and they remind you of the akhirah. They remind you of how short this world is, this dunya is, and how insignificant it is in the sight of Allah. Hadak Allah. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah says, Hadak Allah. Ma qad naddamtuhu. May you be guided in that which I have written in these lines of poetry. Ta'ammal man qad kana lilhaq yaqsidu. Ta'ammal. Ponder over the one who seeks the truth. Eh wallah. Seeks the truth. He has ikhlas. Wa ma umiru. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They have not been commanded except to sincerely in his religion. Ikhlas. مَنْ أَسْعَدُ النَّاسِ بِشَفَاعَتِكِ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Abu Huraira asked, رضي الله عنه, who is the most content with your shafa'ah? O Messenger of Allah, يعني يوم القيامة. He said, in the end of the hadith he said, أسعد الناس بشفاعتي يوم القيامة من قال لا إله إلا الله خالصا من قلبه. The most content ones concerning my shafa'ah, my intercession on the day of judgment, are the ones who say لا إله إلا الله sincerely from their hearts. Sincerely from their hearts. So who do you seek with your good actions? Who do you seek with your fasting and your salah? Who do you seek with your prayer and your sunans? Who do you seek when you study the deen of Allah? Who do you seek when you go to the dars to learn your deen? Who do you seek? Allah or other than Allah? We should seek refuge in falling in shirk knowingly and ask for His forgiveness if we have fallen into it unknowingly. The lesser shirk, the minor shirk, al-riya, showing off. نقر بأن الله لا رب غيره. We affirm. نعم نقر. We affirm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no other deity, no other Lord besides Him. He is الرب. هو ربي. ورب كل شيء. رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما. فاعبده واصطبر لعبادته. مريم 65. So worship Him and be patient upon His worship. وَاصْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ. هُوَ رَبِّي لَا رَبِّي غير لَا رَبْ سِوَاهِ. There is no other Lord other than Him سبحانه وتعالى. وَالرَّبُّ. الشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله, he mentioned in his explanation of Kitab al-Tawheed that Al-Rabb, He is Al-Malik, Wal-Khaliq, Wal-Mudabbir. He is the King, the Malik, and He is the Creator, the Khaliq, and the Mudabbir, the planner. Huwa Rabbuna. This only belongs to Allah. Huwa Rabb. La Rabbi Siwah. There is no Lord that I have except Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who created the heavens and the earth. Who knows what's in your heart and what you conceal. He knows the deception in the eyes of the deceiver. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ and what your hearts contain. He knows if you're sincere or not. He knows that you're played or you're serious. He knows that if you hide whatever you want to hide, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows of it. He knows everything, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the past, present and the future. That which is hidden and that which is apparent is the same to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the scholars mention. Ya bunayya, innaha in takum mithqala habbatin, fatakum fi sakhratin aw fi samawati aw fil ardi yati bi Allah. Inna Allah latifun khabir. Latif, la shak, wala rayb. He is a latif. He takes care of your hidden affairs. And He is latif. He's able to know the details of your affairs. And Khabir, the all aware, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So oh my, as Luqman said to his son, even if it be an atom's weight of a deed, and it's inside a rock, or it's in the heavens on the earth, Allah will bring it out, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So نُقِرُّ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا رَبَّ غَيْرُهُ. There's no other deity, there's no other Lord other than Him, that deserves to be worshipped, that deserves to be called upon, that deserves to be sacrificed for, that deserves to be given their life, their death, and their prayer and their sacrifice to Him alone. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ إِلَهٌ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ مُمَجَّدُ. نعم. He's the إله الذي يستحق العبادة. He deserves that worship. على العرش الرحمن وعلى العرش استوى. 7 verses in the Quran where Allah mentions that He is above the arsh, and other verses where He mentions that Allah is above. إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب ويرفعه والعمل الصالح يرفعه. To Him rises the good speech and the righteous actions raise it even higher. Higher to whom? To Allah, because Allah is above the arsh in a way which befits His majesty. We believe in His beautiful names and attributes. ونشهد أن الله معبودنا معبودنا الذي. We testify that Allah, He is the one who we worship. الذي نخصصه. We specify Him. بالحب. With love. ذلا ونفرد. ذلا. With humility. بالحب. With love. الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أندادا يحبونهم كحب الله والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. The believers, they love Allah the most, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The believers, they worship Allah upon fear, hope and love. Love, fear and hope. They love Him more than they love anyone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. من أعطى لله ومنع لله. من أعطى لله ومنع لله وأحب في الله وأبغض في الله فقد استكمل الإيمان. It's completed iman. He loves for Allah's sake. He hates for Allah's sake. He gives for Allah's sake. He withholds for Allah's sake. He has completed iman. As the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, بالحب ذلا, with humility. He's not arrogant. Doesn't walk the land full of pride. ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا. إنك لن تخرق الأرض ولن تبلغ الجبال طولا. You did not penetrate the earth, nor did you reach the mountain in height. So what is it to be arrogant for? ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا. And don't go in the land full of pride. إن الله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. Allah doesn't love every arrogant, boastful, proud, haughty person. أعوذ بالله من الكبر. أعوذ بالله من الكبر. أعوذ بالله من الكبر. Arrogance. looking down at others. وَخْفِدْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ And lower your wings to the belief. What are you staying up there for? Come down. As the Messenger would come down to the Sahaba, lie on the floor, and sit amongst them, and ride a donkey with Sahaba behind him. Come down to earth. Come down and lower yourself with humility. Just as the Messenger humbled himself. Come down to the worship of Allah. Because Allah loves that trait of humility. And He hates and He abhors arrogant ones. Al-kibr rida'i. As Allah said in Hadith Qudsi, that kibr is my cloak. That pride is my cloak. And whoever competes with me in my pride, I break him. Allah mentions, qasamtuhu, I break him. In one wording, he will not smell the... He will not... Whoever has an atom's weight of pride, he will not enter paradise. So what is there to be arrogant for? And Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhullah used to say, you go toilet, so what is there to be arrogant? Can you withhold yourself from going to the toilet? No. So why are you arrogant? All you are is a nutfah. Thumma alaqah. Allah, ad'uni astajib lakum, because Allah ordered us to call upon Him alone. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ So those who are too proud to worship Me, they will enter the hellfire lowly, humiliated. Line number 5, فَلِلَّهِ كُلُّ الْحَمْدُ So Allah belongs all praise, وَالْمَجْدُ وَالثَّنَى And honor and exaltation, all that belongs to Allah. If you go to Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah's excellent book, Al-Wabil al-Sayyib. Hey wallah. Al-Wabil al-Sayyib. Talks about, in the beginning, having love and hope and fear. Wallahi, an excellent book. Look what he says. He says, فَمَنْ أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا Whoever Allah wants good for. فَتَلَحُ بَابَ الذُّلِّ He opens for him the path of الذُّلِّ of humility, والانكسار and humbleness. The person becomes humble. وَالدَّوَامَ اللَّجَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ And also continuous returning to him, calling upon him, seeking him. وَالِفْتِقَارِ إِلَيْهِ And humbling himself to his Lord. وَرُؤْيَةَ عُيُوبِ نَفْسِهِ And looking at the mistakes of himself. وَجَهْلِهَا And the ignorance of himself. وَعُدْوَانِهَا And its evils. وَمُشَاهَدِتِ فَضْلِ رَبِّهِ And also, he bears witness and he recognizes the blessings of Allah upon him. وَإِحْسَانِهِ And the goodness that Allah has placed on him. وَرَحْمَتِهِ And the mercy of Allah that He has given him. وَجُودِهِ And the kindness and generosity of Allah. وَبِرِّهِ وَغِنَاهِ وَحَمْدِهِ And all the righteous things that Allah has done, all the good things that Allah has done for him and has provided for him, then the person, he is the one that Allah wants good for. And he is the one who has these two wings. He says, he flies with them, just like a bird flies with these two wings. And they are having a dhul, humility, and he calls the other one, hub, loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he, and love of Allah and fear of Allah. And likewise, add to that, hope. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّ أَحَدًا Whoever seeks comes in the end by eating the flesh of the scholars. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have those who praise Him morning and evening, making our salawat on time, making our morning and evening du'as, calling upon Allah day and night. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ Seeking His face. ما not seeking the people. يريدون وجهه. واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عينك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا. Those who turn away and is turns away from the people of goodness, the ulama, not patient with them, he turns away from them, he isolates himself with partisanship and hizbiyya, away from the people of knowledge, away from making excuses, na'am, to protect their honor, not excuses to reject a mistake. A mistake is rejected, whoever it comes from, except the companion of this grave, meaning the messenger of Allah, صلى الله عليه وسلم. As Imam Malik rahimullah, he said, كل يؤخذ ويرد إلى صاحب هذا القبر. Everyone is accepted and rejected, except the companion of this grave. But the ulama, they say, make an excuse, meaning that it may be that the alim, he needs to be spoken, advised. So one tries his best to advise them if they make a mistake, and let the other ulama advise them if they make a mistake. But as for slating them, dishonoring them, and speaking ill of them, and insulting them and mocking them, then these are the traits of the Jews, and these are the traits of the people of ignorance. Na'am, this was never known in the time of Shaykh bin Baz rahimullah, or Shaykh Nu'thaymi rahimullah, or Shaykh al-Albani rahimullah between them, but rather the love that they had for each other. This is the way of Ahlul Ilm and Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. فمن أجل ذا كل إلى الله يقصد نسبحه تسبحه الأملاك والأرض والسماء. So because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is all praise belongs to Him, and He is the all exalted, and all praise is due to Him. So because of that, we should seek Him. The angels, they worship Him, and they make tasbih, they exonerate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the earth and the sama, all of that from the creation of Allah. Praises Allah. And as for man and jinn, they have been given that choice to worship Allah or to reject and then face the punishment afterwards. وكل جميع الخلق حقا وتحمده. So all of the khalq, in truth, they praise Him. تنزه تنزه عن ند وكفء مماثلي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from any imperfection, from any partners that one associates with Him, or any kuf partner, or any son or daughter or parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala لم يلد ولم يولد. He doesn't beget nor is He begotten. ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. And there is no one comparable unto Him. And no مماثل. ليس كمثله شيء. وهو السميع بصير. There is no one comparable unto Him, and He is all hearing, all seeing. With that, we end this evening's dars, and inshallah we'll continue next week with the next lines from 7 onwards. وبارك الله فيكم والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على خير خلق الله محمد وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.